If you ask me, nothing stinks more than when your husband Dutch ovens you with a big, ripe, juicy one and then holds your head down under the covers. Except maybe body odor. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Lumi Whole Body Deodorant. Lumi delivers outrageous 72-hour odor control everywhere, from your pits to your feet, and yes, even those private parts. As a special offer, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code and link. Use code BUNNY, B-U-N-N-I-E, at LumiDeodorant.com. That's LumiDeodorant.com. You guys know I absolutely love Lumi. I rock it everywhere I go. I work long hours, so if I'm doing like a podcast run or if I'm out at one of my husband's shows or just overall anxiety ridden and I'm sweating, Lumi has saved me so many times, especially a toasted coconut. I feel like it masks my odor a little bit more, and especially that right armpit that always smells like beef stroganoff. If you know, you know. Once again, as a special offer for listeners, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack. Use code BUNNY, B-U-N-N-I-E, for 15% off your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. That's code BUNNY, B-U-N-N-I-E, at LumiDeodorant.com.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Is this thing on?
Nowadays, nothing really excites me. Only one of me and nobody like me. Phone ringing and I tell him it's ice. I got wifey on, blingin' she icy. Freeze, photo, please, no photos, no, jeez, no,
What's up, you sexy motherfuckers? Welcome to part 2 of last week's interview. If you guys missed out, you need to head over there and watch Momo show us that she is halfway smarter than a fifth grader.
That's how I ended up naked.
Those tits look really good, though.
Dude, they hurt really bad.
Oh, they're beautiful, though.
Oh, you're
She's
so
got
sweet.
A beautiful puss, too. You guys got to head over to our Sister Wives page.
Go.
www.onlyfans.com/slutty sister wives.
Yes.
Please head over there. So, speaking of the Slutty Sister Wives, we are fucking crushing it. The page has only been up for 6 days, and all you little fucking perverts have trolled the entire page and love it. I don't think we've gotten one complaint. Everybody's like, holy shit, we should have subscribed fucking a long time ago.
I'm well,
like,
it's everybody's it's fantasy.
Only been up for 6 days. Yeah. And I mean, you are a sister wife. For
technically,
sure.
Yes, I am. I have it tattooed. I'm branded.
She has Jay's initials tattooed on her.
Mm-hmm.
So
I have a J.
Yep. Just got a
have
J.
A B.
Yep.
And an XO. Man, yep. I'm just a walking billboard.
We're branding her up over here. And I mean, she'll suck Jay. If you guys have been on my OnlyFans, you'll see that, you know, we've done content with Momo.
Yes, we have.
You and Jay. And the content is still rolling in. So if you guys want to see it, you guys got to head over there. Relationship do's and don'ts.
Where do you want to start?
You just went on a fucking date. Tell people about it.
I wouldn't even, it wasn't a date.
The motherfucker cooked you dinner.
He cooked me dinner at his house.
Which was very sweet. And we love this guy. I just want to let you know, I love this guy. Momo's starting to.
You know, I'm starting to like him. I'd rather just keep it as it is right now.
She's very pessimistic. She's a fucking Virgo. So everything is like, she looks at it like fucking what's his angle, you know?
No, I was like to know, like, no, there's something wrong. Like, yeah. I know you're hiding something, and I'd rather find it all out now.
I'm waiting for the red flags to start flying. But you love red flags. That's your fucking
that
color.
That is my jam.
That's your color, man. You love it all. So anyways, he invited you over to his house.
Yes.
Cooked you dinner.
Cooked me dinner.
You guys were laying in bed afterwards. You guys didn't have sex, though. You didn't put out.
Nope, I didn't put out.
She has fucked him, though, but she just didn't put out.
Me and I did on the first night I hung out with him.
Listen, I encourage fucking on the first date. That here, relationship do's and notes. Oh, yeah. One, fuck on the first date.
Got to know what you're working with.
Absolutely. You fucking, I hate these bitches who are like, oh no, I'm holding out until the 10th date. It's like, why? Like, what are you, for what?
What's that rule?
And
then
you fucking find out he's got one fucking big ball, one small ball, and a fucking dick the size of a belly button. Like, that's what, and you had to really hang out with this dude for 10 dates?
What's that rule that guys say? It's 3 days, don't call or something?
Yeah. I don't believe in that either. No, but I really, truly believe that you should fuck on the first date. If you're really feeling the dude, you guys are having fun. I always fuck on the first date, and it ends up in fucking 5-year relationships
or marriage.
Yeah, or marriage and
a 5-year plan.
Oh god, I tried so hard to just fuck Jay and he would not let me do it. It was,
you fucking had to rape him.
Yeah, I literally had to rape him, and then fucking he wanted to know my 5-year plan, and then we're driving the other day, he's like, you know baby, it's been 5 years, so let's make another 5-year plan. I'm like, fuck my life, you fuck you and your 5-year plans, how about that? We've done everything and more that you wanted to in the first one. I'm like, can I get a fucking break? Anyways, so yeah,
you all right. Guys, dinner was nice.
What are you doing with your shirt, bitch?
I'm fixing it.
Keep it off.
I'm gonna keep it off.
Okay. Jeez. So you guys had dinner, and then what?
Had dinner, then we were just laying in bed, you know, watching a movie. This guy, correct me if I'm wrong, started to, I asked if he was, I'm like, are you smoking weed? I don't care, smoke weed, doesn't bother me. He straight up lit a cigarette
in bed.
Ew. In bed.
Like,
okay, right there, I get it, it's your house.
That makes a pussy shrivel up. It should make your dick shrivel up too. Who that? Your bed is like your energy zone, you know? Yeah. Like, you sleep there, your fucking dreams are there, your nightmares are there. Like, every, your energy is in your bedroom. You have got to make sure your bedroom is always a peaceful palace. To fill it up with fucking toxins like that, and to subject your beautiful, pretty little pink lungs to that.
Yeah, I told him to go outside in his own house. Yeah. I said, are you really smoky? He's like, yeah. I go, that's disgusting. He goes, why is that disgusting? I'm like, this is your room. Why are you smoking in your house, first of all?
Like, yeah, I could just picture him with an oxygen tank and a cigarette when he's 45. Wait, his 45. Excuse,
he goes, my window's open.
Ew.
I don't give a fuck if your window's open. Nasty. I used to be a bartender and I didn't like smoking. And I don't
just
smoke.
Just so you guys know, he's our boxing trainer. The dude looks like Jason Momoa. He's fucking fine as fuck. Like, dude is hot, ripped, fucking tough as shit. He's a Leo. Fucking, he's like dope. And then the motherfucker is smokes in bed.
And ugh. Then he sat there and I told him to go outside and he thought about it.
While he's smoking the cigarette?
Oh, no. He was standing in the hallway outside his door. He's like, I was like, are you going outside? He's like, yeah. So he came back in. I was like, were you mad?
So before we rip the guy to shreds, because I, like I said, I absolutely adore the dude. I think he's a sweetheart. I think he's good for Mo.
He's very sweet.
He's a different speed for her, and she needs that because she always gets with fucking real winners. But
real douchebag.
Fucking, you know, the dude, when you first get with somebody, they're not going to be perfect. When I got with Jay would perform on stage for hours, and then he would try to climb his sweaty ass into bed without taking a fucking shower. When I got with Jay, he's gonna kill me for saying this.
You're gonna be grounded.
When I got with Jay, he had scabies on his skin because he had such bad hygiene. And literally when I first got with him, I would make a cream for him every night. He tried to use so many creams to like heal it. And it was from sleeping in nasty motel beds and probably fucking nasty whores on tour without, you know, that shit happens. And, literally, I looked for every cure for him, and I made my own concoction, and fucking I would lather it on his skin every night, made him shower every night. So when you get with a dude, like, they're not going to be perfect. They're going to have fucking problems. They were raised by their fucking mom, who probably babied the shit out of them. And, you know, fucking, you have to, it takes a strong woman to come in and, you know, make a positive
smoking
impact.
In bed is a different story.
I mean, but he's a fucking bachelor, you know?
That's
like,
true.
He needs Mama Momo to come in and fucking set him on his way.
Oh, I told him.
Relationship. What's a relationship do? That was a don't and a do, actually.
Yeah, do cook dinner. Don't smoke in bed.
I don't know. See, I'm kind of weird. I don't want my dudes cooking for me. That's fucking
I'm very
weird.
Particular with food, though.
Jay and I have been together 5 years. He's cooked for me maybe once or twice. Like, I'll let him make breakfast for me. I won't let him make me dinner.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just feel like a woman's place is in the kitchen. And I feel like she...
Go make me a sandwich.
You know what? She needs to suck dick and make food. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah. I mean...
I think, you know, and so many people are so misconstrued nowadays. They always are like, oh my God, like woman empowerment and blah, blah, blah. Bitch, you can still be a boss and take care of your man. I think that's a huge thing that women need to understand. Like the other day, whenever... I hate to put you on blast, but we put him on blast, so I'm going to put you on blast.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to point at you with my dick. We were at Thanksgiving. He was over for Thanksgiving, and I looked at Monica and I go, make his plate. She goes, he can make his own fucking plate. And I was like,
oh, I didn't say the F word. I said he can make his own plate.
Okay, whatever. But I was like, oh my God, because I wasn't raised like that. To this day, I have made Jay's plate every fucking day. Like, that's just what you do. You wait on your man and you baby him because they deserve that if they're working hard and they bring in money and they take care of you. But I also believe that you need to act like a wifey in order to be treated like a wifey.
If that's true, but it's all, he's a big guy. He can eat a lot.
So fucking pile that motherfucker up to the ceiling. Bring him two plates. Jay finally made his plate for the first time on Thanksgiving. That's because he wanted to eat a bunch of bad food. And he even said He's like, I'm going to eat whatever I want to eat today, so I'm going to make my plate. Because he knew if I made it, I would be all healthy shit.
That'd be all the sides. Yeah.
But I really feel like women nowadays need to take care of their men a little bit more. And men need to take, as long as your man is taking care of you, there's nothing wrong with it. You know, it's a society where, you know, everybody wants to take and not give. And I feel like relationships are definitely 50-50, but women were put here to nurture and to, you know, just make their dude feel loved as long as it's being reciprocated in other ways. Jay isn't very like physically emotional and like touchy feely. He'll cuddle with me and squish and stuff like that, but he's a Capricorn Venus. So his thing is like, he likes to buy gifts.
He's a giver on
and
gifts.
I hate it because I'm just like, suck my pussy on the dryer and fucking stick your fingers in my butt while we're driving. You know, like I like weird spontaneous things and he just like wants to do lavish gifts. But and most girls would be like, well, there's nothing wrong with that. But if that's not your love language, then, you know, it's like, okay, cool. I don't need another fucking car. Like, please don't.
But you
buy
want
me
one.
But like I was saying, you know, when you first go into a relationship, a dude's gonna is they're like stray dogs that you find from the pound, and you have to fucking
true.
You literally have to take them home, bathe them, de-tick them. You have to get rid of all the bad habits that they fucking acquired along the way because bitches didn't want to help them, you know. And it's like you just have to take care of the dude and, you know, mold him into what you want him to be. Don't try to change his inner core.
Don't ask me how much something is if you're not going to pay for it.
Who asked you that?
Who do you think?
What did he ask for?
Oh, he's like, how much were your nails?
Jason Momoa?
Uh-huh.
Asked you how much your nails
Jason
were.
Jason Momoa?
but what did he ask you for?
He's like, how much does it cost for your nails to get done? And I told him, he's like, that's with tip, right? I go, no. He goes, that's just ridiculous. Don't ask me. If you want to pay for them, then you can ask me.
Okay, he's a little on the cheap side. We've figured that out. But it's okay, which is weird because Leos normally aren't on the cheap side.
He's a different kind of Leo.
He's a July Leo. Are you a July Leo, Don? No. Yeah, August Leos are lavish. They love to fucking spoil and spend money. I've never encountered a July Leo.
No, so I had August Leo before.
He might have a lot of Cancer traits.
He has a lot of something traits.
Oh, God, we got to break him of that cheapness. You know what?
He's always about money.
Because he doesn't have it. I didn't mean that to be rude. But you know what I'm saying? He's on a budget. You can always tell when a guy's on a budget because they're literally going to ask you, they're going to nickel and dime everything, which is not attractive.
Oh, definitely. Like when we went out to dinner.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
He was just like, okay.
I hope this guy does not. We're never boxing again if he watches this episode. Oh, my God.
We're going to be banned there.
Dude.
We're going to be 86th.
What happened when you guys went to dinner?
I don't mind taking leftovers home, but I really don't eat them.
Yeah,
I don't eat leftovers.
I don't do leftovers.
I'm very picky with leftovers.
Unless I'm bringing Chachi a bone home.
Yeah, my dogs have the steak. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
But I'm like, are you going to really, like, take the rest of my salmon home? He's like, well, yeah, I mean, like, this is a good portion. I'm like, money-wise, this is part of this. This is how much this part eat.
Ew.
I'm like,
okay,
oh, my God.
Another relationship, don't. Do not be a cheap fuck. Even if you are a cheap fuck, hide the cheap fuck. Don't fucking do that. Like, that's, you never told me about that, Mom.
I think I did. It just wasn't about you at the time.
Listen, if it's not about me, I don't care. Again, dude, that's crazy.
Like, I get it. I've lived on my own. I've had my own apartment. I've paid my own bills and everything.
You've never been a cheapskate, bitch. No, I've been friends with you never. For fucking 17 years.
Never. I will go out and buy you anything before I buy myself something.
That's how I am. When I'm with dudes, I spoil the fuck
out of them. I will buy you clothes. I'll buy you shoes. I'll get you whatever you want.
I just bought Jay a fucking... I don't. Am I allowed to say it yet? This will just come out before his birthday or around his birthday.
His birthday's next.
His
this
birthday's
week.
Next week.
His birthday's on Friday.
I just bought Jay a fucking Rolex for his birthday. Like, he wanted one so bad, and I was like, no, we're not fucking doing this. And then I thought about it, and I was like, who the fuck am I to tell my husband no? If I want anything in this world, my husband is like, done, you can have it, you know? So I was just like, you know what, let me go get him his first Rolex, because he works so hard, you know?
Jay does work really hard.
He does, when he's on tour. I can't wait till the fucking tour comes back. Can somebody take my husband, please? He's driving me nuts, and now that he can't golf, I'm like, what are you going to do? Why are
he's
you
just
here?
Driving around town probably right now, just like, doo-doo-doo.
No, Mo, we were driving today, and Mo's like, where's Jay at? I was like, I don't care.
I was like, where is Jay? Like, I haven't seen him. Like, I saw him this morning, and that was it.
Don't give a fuck. I was like, just as long as he finds his way back home before 7, that's all I care about. Before the fucking streetlights come on. I'm kidding about that, too, you guys. I love my husband to death, but what's cool about Jay and I, and this is another relationship do and don't, we give each other space. You have got to give the other person space. Like, you cannot be up their ass 24/7. Jay asked me to go run errands with him the other day, and I was like, no, because anytime you get stuck in the car with Jay, you end up fucking going everywhere. Don, you know this, you end up going everywhere you don't want to go, and you don't have a choice. And once you get in that car with him, you are locked in the car until he decides he wants to head home. So now whenever we go somewhere, he has to tell me where we're going at every spot, or I won't go. So he was like, babe, please just go with me. And I was like, dude, we're together all the time. He's like, no, we're not. And I was like, yeah, we are. But you definitely have to give each other space. You have to be your own people. You can't lose your identity. You've got to always be your own. That's like one thing that I'm huge about in a relationship is this is you and this is your lane. This is me and this is my lane. I never want people to think that, like, I have to just, like, Jay has to support me, or I have to, like, you know, I'm a part of his thing. We're a part of each other's thing, and we're part of it together, you know. So that's a huge do, is that you need to always maintain your own, you know, person, and also, but still allowing each other to have space from each other.
Yeah, too. Maybe I'm just different. Mm-hmm. I am different. I like to see you on my own time. Don't sit here and ask me to come over every day, because I'm
bitch,
because like, yeah, no.
You'll go.
No.
Whatever.
He wants to see me tonight, and I'm like, no.
Dude, you need to tell this motherfucker. Listen, they've been talking for what, like a month now?
It's what, since October? Yeah.
You said that you're different, because why?
I like to see you on my own time and not be there at your beck and call.
That's another thing, bitches. They've been talking for a month, okay? And they both are so gay that, am I allowed to say gay? Is that politically incorrect?
I don't think you can say that.
I don't give a fuck. How about that? I know. Okay, cancel me. I don't care. Fucking, they are so gay that fucking, they are both like, I don't want to put a title on it. Like, it's so hipster.
I don't want a title on it. I don't want to be on lockdown.
Mo's like, I want to free fuck everybody.
Yeah.
Like, Don? Woo. What's up, Don?
What's up, Don?
She's shooting her shot over here, boy. I think Don has a girlfriend, though.
Yeah.
Don, do you have a girlfriend?
I do.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
All right. Well, when you guys break up, you know,
he goes home tonight, and she's like,
"This hoot nanny over here is ready to roll." You can't be doing wifey shit for a fuck boy, though.
And do you see me doing wifey stuff?
I mean, you go hang out with him every night.
Not every night. You.
Pretty much.
No. Remember, he throws like little tantrums if I don't go over there. He's like, "Well, I rushed home because I thought you were coming over."
Because you told him yes all day
long.
And
then I said no because I was too tired. Hi, it's midnight at 7 o'clock here. It's midnight.
This fucking 7 o'clock has NyQuil. It's like NyQuil around here. I hate it. I'm so tired. I feel old because like 6:45, I'm like, God, trying to like hold my eyelids open and shit. Well, you guys, that's just a little bit of what we believe that you need to do in relationships.
Chachi.
Stop being a creep. Chach, you're so creepy. Lick a nipple.
No.
Chachi, you're like your mama. You're like mama.
Go to your mama.
Creepy. I love you so much. That's what we think you guys should do and not do in relationships just starting out. Why don't you guys comment below what you think are some do's and don'ts in relationships, and we will discuss them on one of the podcasts coming up.
Yes.
Yeah. Momo, shake your titties for everybody one time. Turn around and show them your ass too. Do a little twerk dance for us. Come on. Woo! Get it, baby. Yeah. You guys know the shit around that critter makes you guys happy. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Dumb Blonde Unrated. We will see you guys next week. Bye. Ice freeze, freeze, photo, please, no photos, no, no.